Joe, I guess with the extreme weather today, 36 before the cool change, just monitoring the horses, make sure in this warm stuff they're being well and truly looked after.
Yeah, sure. It's possibly a little bit easier when you get a heat wave because they generally just acclimatise, don't they? You know, they're great adjusters to their environment horses. And what hurts horses more are the one-off days that are really hot. But, you know, they've been stuck in these conditions for a little while now. Bodies have had time to adjust. And, yeah, it's probably a meeting, given the weather down there, we probably could have had out here in the end. But they're the calls that the authorities have to make.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Thanks for joining us. An interesting point you make. When we talk about heat stress with horses, you usually find them happening early in the spring, don't you? When we come out of winter, might get a warm day, say, of upwards of 30 degrees out of coming from 15 or 16. That's when the horses, or some horses, tend to suffer a bit of heat stress.
Yeah, definitely. And as you pointed out earlier, we're doing our best to get them cool. The facilities we have now, race day, are world class, and we know exactly how to keep horses cool. I will say those new stalls at Ramwick are excellent. They, yeah. They keep the sun off the horses, and it stays quite cool underneath the car park there. So it's an added bonus on a day like this.
Yeah, those new stalls are fantastic. Joe, two runners today. The first of those runners is in race two, Easy Eddie. He's one of the shortest price favourites on the program. Field down to just five, but he comes off two really good efforts. His last start win at Warwick Farm just before Christmas, terrific. And you've got potentially a horse who could go to a takeover Target Stakes if he can run up to expectations again today.
Yeah, look, he's been going along terrific. I've been very pleased with him. He's a horse generally early in his preparations when he's the most vulnerable, but he's managed to put in two really good runs and in races where the form's really worked out well. Mm. So it looks like the easiest assignment he's had that you can never take for granted. It's Sydney Racing. You've got to turn up with your A game, and, you know, you've got other variables here. You've got a pretty firm track. You've got a really hot day. So they're all things that he has to overcome to win today. But I think if he runs up for what he's been doing, he should be the victor.
No real tempo in this race, Joe. Do you just lead by default almost?
Yeah, look, and that's something I'm comfortable with. He's done that before. If something really wants to go, I'm happy to sit off. And he's also raced with that pattern. So, for a short price favourite, he's got a few things in his favour and he doesn't necessarily need the race to pan out in any one particular way.
Yeah, and Robbie Dolan's 3 kilo claim, that's going to come in handy today.
I think so, yeah. No, it seems to get him in easy, a little bit better at the weight. So, I'm pleased with him. Looking forward to seeing him run again today.
Okay, then you've got to wait all day down to the last, but it might be worth the wait, Joe, because this horse is in great touch, Tarsin, as well. Robbie Dolan's claim, he comes off two really good efforts. He won the Mudgee Cup. He ran second to your promising horse, Cyber Intervention, for a stable Quinella there on Boxing Day. And, look, he's a really good each-way chance in the final event.
Yeah, I think so. He is racing in good heart. He's had a run at the Kensington track a few runs back, and I thought he went really well that day. A wide-ish barrier is now not quite so bad with the scratching.
Yep.
But certainly a horse that's in good form, definitely likes the firmer tracks, so that won't be a problem for him today. He's coping really well with the warmer weather. He's in each way, but for nothing in the last, for sure.
Two really good chances. And just finally, Joe, Destiny's Kiss, he was brave again last start on New Year's Day. What's your plans with this veteran campaigner who's rising 11 but still going well?
Yeah, sure. Not coping so well with the heat of late, and he pulled up a little bit jaded from the other day. So I'm just giving him a little freshen up. He's out at JazzCom. And he'll have a few weeks out there and then come back for a winter campaign. And there I say the word retirement. I'd say the winter campaign will be his last, but he's been a terrific stalwart for the stable. And, it's not that he's not racing well. He's still racing really consistently, but he's probably lost that little bit of dash he used to have towards the end of his races.
Well, but back in the winter, at least you'll strike those wet tracks, which he absolutely loves. And it'd be great to see him go out with one more win at some stage before retirement. Joe, two great chances today with Easy Eddie and Tarsin. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.